This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The suspect in the arson at the governor's mansion in Harrisburg turns himself in and admitted to the attack. 38-year-old Cody Ballmer is arraigned and denied bail. Governor Shapiro and his family are okay after evacuating. Ballmer now faces 8 counts, including attempted homicide, terrorism, and arson. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
Authorities say Cody Ballmer hated Governor Josh Shapiro and wanted to beat him with a hammer. They say Ballmer walked an hour from his house to the governor's mansion, scaled a wall, broke one window by throwing a Heineken bottle filled with gasoline into the home, then breaking another and climbing inside, where he threw 2 more Molotov cocktails. Police say the entire thing was caught on surveillance video and that they searched Ballmer's house and found clothing that matched what the suspect was seen wearing on the premises. But they say it was Ballmer's ex-girlfriend who called and identified Ballmer as the suspect, saying he wanted to be caught. Instead, they say Ballmer turned himself into headquarters soon after. Troopers say they took Ballmer to the hospital for something unrelated. He faces attempted murder, aggravated assault, burglary, arson, and related charges. Ballmer does have a criminal history, including forgery and driving without a license. He was scheduled to appear in 2 different courtrooms this week, one in Dauphin County for 3 simple assault charges, and another in Lancaster County for driving on a suspended or revoked license. Ballmer's mother told a CBS News correspondent that her son suffers from mental health issues and has been off his medication. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Swarthmore College in Delaware County is mourning the deaths of multiple graduates after a small plane crash in New York this weekend. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the details.
There were 6 people on the private twin-engine plane on their way to a birthday celebration when they crashed in the small town of Copaig, New York. All 6 perished. 4 members of the Groff family were on board, parents Michael and Joyce Saney, son Jared and daughter Karenna, who was turning 25, along with Jared's girlfriend Alexia Coyutas Duarte and Karenna's boyfriend James Santoro. Michael, Jared, and Alexia were all alumni of Swarthmore College. Swarthmore's president, in a statement, called them extraordinary. Alexia, a first-generation American from Colombia who had planned to attend Harvard Law in the fall. Jared, a talented basketball player who helped Swarthmore reach its first national championship game in 2019. His father, Michael, a neurosurgeon and executive medical director at Rochester Regional Health. And Karenna was a soccer star at MIT who won NCAA Woman of the Year in 2022. Her boyfriend, James Santoro, was an investment banker, and the pair planned to get engaged this summer. Swarthmore says it plans to formally celebrate their lives when and in ways that their families feel are most meaningful. Swarthmore says it will release public plans as they become available. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia Housing Authority unveiled a plan to acquire 7,000 new units, rehab its existing inventory, and convert all of it to the Section 8 voucher payment system. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
PHA President Kelvin Jeremiah says that in past renovation effort, PHA lost 7,000 units as high-rises were replaced with lower-density buildings. With Philadelphia facing an affordable housing crisis, Jeremiah says it's time to restore those units.
The project that we're undertaking, we're calling the Opening Doors Initiative, which is to preserve and expand the supply of affordable housing across the city.
The $6.8 billion project includes $3.8 billion to renovate the existing portfolio of 13,000 units, then $1.5 billion for building 3,000 new units, and $900 million to acquire 4,000 units from private developers. Jeremiah says tariffs may affect the budget, but he doesn't believe Trump administration cuts will.
If we have to make some mid-course corrections to the plan, I'm prepared to do so. But I fully intend to work constructively with the administration to get things done.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Hundreds of local runners will be lacing up their sneakers for a good cause. Sandy Rollman Ovarian Cancer Foundation is hosting its 21st annual Sandy Sprint to raise funding for ovarian cancer research. KYW Sherrod A. Howard reports it all goes down April 26th.
According to the World Ovarian Cancer Coalition, 92% of women diagnosed with ovarian cancer have only a five-year relative survival rate. Robin Cohen, co-founder of the Sandy Rollman Ovarian Cancer Foundation, is determined to change that and says funding is the key.
I mean, we've lost 70% of our federal funding for ovarian cancer research, so it makes what we do even more important.
Robin explains their annual Sandy Sprint Philadelphia 5K raises funds to help with early diagnosis and treatment research, which have come a long way, but the progress, she fears, could be curtailed.
And also, we want to support the scientists, you know, because we don't want them to leave. They do such important work, and they could be on the verge of a breakthrough and have to close their doors if they don't get the funding.
And she says ovarian cancer treatments change from person to person.
One size doesn't fit all. It's a complicated disease. And you know, we know if we want to find a cure, we have to help fund a cure.
Sherrod A. Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.